Okay, and now we're going. Oh, this, I think this is the closest one to home compared to where I am right now. I'm only an hour or so away from me is Brandon Carson. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Darren.
Welcome in. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited for this.
Tell me a bit about yourself.
So a little bit about myself is it's my last day actually at eCampus Ontario right now, where I've been a program manager over the last year. Mm-hmm. Trying to follow in your footsteps. Heading back to Durham College tomorrow. I'll be joining back in their Center for Academic and Faculty Enrichment.
The cafe.
The cafe. Teaching and Learning Center. So I teach part-time at Durham College as well. Mm-hmm. And currently finishing up my master's in learning and technology at Royal Roads University, where my thesis is focusing on open educational resources and the barriers that faculty face while trying to adopt them into their teaching practices.
Very cool. Awesome. So you probably are well prepared for this question. How do you leave space for learners in online learning spaces rather than filling it with stuff for them to read or click through or watch? How do you leave room for them to do something?
That's a really good question, and something that I feel like the master's program I'm in right now is doing a very good job with. So you still have to do what you're mentioning there of reading through articles, watching videos, but they also try and make sure that you have time to take in what you read, reflect on it, and then we have to do blogs. We mm-hmm. regularly blog in our program, and you can choose to do video blogs in some of the courses or just write out a blog. But that's a big part of the whole program is during the very first course in the program, you get set up with a blog, and that's your way of kind of taking in what you've just learned and letting people know your thoughts on it. They also make it, I hate to use the word mandatory, but as part of what the assessment set up as, is we do have to go through other fellow classmates' blogs and comment on those as well. And I found that very powerful in just getting different thoughts on subjects, being challenged more, and really it's changed my thinking in quite a few areas, which is the whole reason I wanted to go through with my master's is for one, to get that pretty sheet of paper, but for two, to keep learning from my peers. They're very big on peer-to-peer learning in the program. And I think that's one thing that we could be doing a lot more of right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It really enables that student-to-student interaction, builds community, builds a network. Awesome. Good idea.
Yeah, they use the Ontario Tech. They follow along with some of the similar stuff that Rhodes is doing, and it's they call it the Fully Online Learning Community. And it does have a lot to do with student-to-student learning as well as student-to-faculty member learning. So they look at it as one ecosystem. It's not necessarily the faculty members in charge of everything. You're all learning as one community in that umbrella.
Very cool. That's awesome. Well, thank you for joining us and telling us your thoughts. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.